Jesus, Sione, sometimes I can't believe you're bonded to a cubic kilometer of neuron cells. You don't display the IQ of an ant most days. This is my chance. I can make it. I can be your equal. I don't want an equal, Ione jammed her mouth shut. She'd nearly done it, nearly said, I just want you. But torture wouldn't bring that from her lips, not now. Yeah, so I noticed, he said. I started with a broken-down ship. I made that work. I earned a living flying it. And now I'm moving on, moving up. That's life, Ione. Growing, evolving. You should try it sometime. He turned and stomped off through the trees, sweeping the hanging branches aside impatiently. If she wanted to say sorry, she could damn well come after him and do it. Ione watched him go and fumbled with the front of her camisole. What an asshole! He might be psychic, but only at the expense of common sense. I'm so sorry, Tranquility said gently. She sniffed hard. What about Joshua? There's no reason. If he wants to go, let him, see if I care. You do care. He is right for you. He doesn't think so. Yes, he does, but he's prideful, as are you. Thanks for nothing. Don't cry. Ione glanced down, seeing her hands as blobs. Her eyes were horribly warm. She wiped at them vigorously. God, how could I have been so stupid? He was just supposed to be a fun stud, nothing more. I love you, Tranquility said, so full of cautious warmth that I only had to smile. Then she winced as her stomach churned and promptly threw up. The bile was acid and disgusting. She cupped her hands to capture some of the cool pool water so she could rinse her mouth out. You're pregnant, Tranquility observed. Yes, the last time Joshua came back before he made the Norfolk run. Tell him. No, that would only make it worse. You are both fools, Tranquility said, with unaccustomed ardour. Stars slid across the window, behind Commander Olson Neal. Choisa was the only one of Merchusco's moons visible, a distant grey-brown crescent sliver, peeping up over the bottom of the oval every 3 minutes. Eric Thakrar didn't like the sight of the starfield. It was too close, too easy to reach. He wondered briefly if he was developing a space phobia. It wasn't unheard of, and there were a lot of associations involved. That horrified, distraught voice coming from the crystal moon, a 15-year-old girl. What had Tina looked like? It was a question he'd been asking himself a lot recently. Did she have a boyfriend? What mood fantasy bands did she cherish? Had she enjoyed her life on the old interplanetary vessel, or did she find it intolerable? What the fuck was she doing in the forward compartment below the communication dishes? The microfusion generators were handed directly over to the Nolana as soon as we docked, Eric said. They never even passed through Tranquility's cargo storage facility, which means there was no data work, no port manager's inspection, and of course we were all on board the Villeneuve's Revenge until the transfer was finished. I couldn't get a message out to you. "We'll track the Nolana, of course," Olson Neal said. "See where the generators go. It should expose the distribution net. You've done well," he added encouragingly. The young captain looked haggard, nothing like the bright, eager agent who had wangled himself a berth on the Villeneuve's Revenge those long months ago. "It hits us all in the end, son," Olson Neal thought soulfully to himself. "We deliberately bring ourselves down to their level so we can blend in. And sometimes it costs just too much, because nothing can go lower than human beings." Eric remained unmoved by the compliment. "You can have Duchamp and the rest of the crew arrested immediately," he said. "My neural mnemonics recording of our attack on the Crystal Moon will be more than enough to convict them. I want you to tell the prosecutor to ask for maximum penalties. We can have them all committed to a penal planet. The whole lot of them. And that's better than they deserve." "And it transfers your guilt as well," Neal thought silently. "I don't think we can do that right now, Eric," he said. "What? 3 people have just died so that you can have enough evidence against Duchamp. 2 of them I killed myself." "I'm truly sorry, Eric, but circumstances have changed somewhat radically since your mission began, Have you accessed Time Universe's Lalonde Sensivize? Eric gave him a demoralized stare, guessing what was coming. Yes.